USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee subpoenaed former President Trump on Friday, a step that is unlikely to compel Trump's testimony before the panel dissolves at the end of the year. The subpoena gives the former president until November 4th to produce documents and sets November 14th as a deposition date. President Biden is addressing the U.S. economy from the White House Friday. The president promotes his accomplishments regarding job creation and economic investment in the United States.
10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low. 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
Republican critics argue President Biden's economic policies have led to 40-year high inflation and left the United States dependent on other oil-producing countries like Saudi Arabia. The IRS is raising the limit for contributions to your 401k and other retirement plans. The 2023 increase is a record amount with a $22,500 limit into 401ks. That's $2,000 more than the current cap. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is earmarking $2 million from the Florida Disaster Fund to help teachers get their lives back together after Hurricane Ian.
The funding is going to be awarded through local education foundations, which are charitable groups, in the 6 hardest hit counties.
So far, about $7 million of disaster fund dollars have been awarded. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, for the first time since May, spoke with his Russian counterpart over the phone Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
New York State is honoring the victims in a mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo. Governor Kathy Hochul has established the May 14th Commission to charter a physical memorial to honor the 10 residents who were killed that day.
We want to do something for people to remember, a place to come and reflect, a place to honor, and a place to say never again.
The Democratic governor saying the commission will oversee acquiring land, charting community and family engagement plans, designing the memorial, fundraising, and maintaining the area. Brazil is putting strict guidelines on social media as an election nears.
Brazil's National Electoral Authority is announcing moves to crack down harder on online disinformation in a fierce presidential campaign. The TSE will levy big fines for online platforms that failed to take down fraudulent content after 2 hours. Also added, all political advertising online will be banned in the 48 hours before the vote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least a dozen people are injured after horrible turbulence on an international flight. Passengers were heading from Madrid to Buenos Aires when even the flight attendants got caught up in the bumpiness. The airline in charge of the flight says the seatbelt light was on and an announcement was made as the flight got bumpy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.